And the Omar, the person says like this, Libi Yala Sal, I'm going to watch the Bech Krishna becomes Omri. But the Yain Libi Yala Magrefa, I'm not going to watch the hammer that's inside the basket. It's Magrefa, the Kli Barza, Rashi says.
That's like a shovel.
That's inside. Now the Omar, the person says, Libi Yala Sal, my mind, I'm going to watch the best, the shin becomes only. But the aim, leave Yala Magrefa, my heart is not to watch the shovel. I don't care if the shovel becomes Tomei. Kalachariz, Hasal, Torah, Enechnami, the best could remain store. But the Magrefa Tomeya, the Magrefa, that remains Tomei. So, what do you see? You could watch half the thing and not the other half. The shovel becomes Tomei. So, what's the question? If so, but didn't the Magrefa Lasal, why doesn't the shovel, now that became Tomei, be Matama the basket? The more answer is, the cloud is, ain't Kli Matama Kli, one Kli that's a Rishon LeTumah cannot be Matama another Kli. A Kli is only Matama from another Tumah, not from a Rishon LeTumah. So the Gemara will say, but still, the Titman Masha B'Teichai, why don't I sell out the shovel that's Tomei, why isn't it Matama the food that's inside the basket? A Kli could be Matama O'Meichon. O'Meichon could become a Sheni LeTumah. So my answer is, on my Rava says, the Yom, the person says, I watched even the shovel that it should not become tamer from something that's really metamerit. Like it did not even become rishon l'tumah. But loy shematiyo midavra peislo. I did not watch it from something that would just paslit. I did not watch it from becoming a sheni. Therefore, since it became a sheni does not make a shlishi for chulin. Therefore, it does not metamer what's inside it. So if you see clearly, there's such a thing you can watch it halfway, and not completely. So that would be the key to the answer to how we said in our Mishnah. That the Mishnah says an Einein could touch. Kachim is talking about where he's not Mesir Das, he's watching himself. And that's what we had before, he has to go to the Mithram, that's where he did not watch himself completely. Now the Gemara says, he galgumus, Atishayla, went around, if Einein could touch Kachim or not, and umatil kaim the rababa bamamu, came to rababa bamamu. Omele, he said like this, Leshmilu, didn't you hear, how the Yomar Rabbi Yechon, not the Rabbi Yechon said, Omer Rav, the glass is like this, Ho'ayichol shlishi shal truma, if somebody eats a shlishi shal truma, halachar is, also lechol, umutaliga, he's not allowed to eat truma, but he's allowed to touch truma. So what do you see? That Almo, the Achim, over Rabbona Maila, that the Rabbona made a Maila, that he's not allowed to eat truma. If you're a shlishi l'tuma, you're not allowed to eat chuma. The Rabbana made a chuma, you can't eat it. But v'negiyah lo yavad Rabbana ma'ilah. The Rabbana did not make this ma'ilah, that you can't touch chuma. The kids could be the same way by an einin. Even though an einin himself, when the Rabbana is tamei, he's not allowed to eat the korban. The einachanami, the Rabbana did not make any exer, he can't touch it. He'd be allowed to touch it. In other words, that we said before, the einin eats tefillah, that's if he wants feet to kachim. If he wants feet, that's a mile, he has to go to the mikveh first. But for a din of touching kachim, that Rabban did not make any mile. But it says in the Mishnah, the Einoi Cholik Lechol. He cannot take a portion, even teed at night time. An Einoin has no right to take a portion. Tamar says, Mithlu Ludu Leipolik. Mashmah, he does not get a portion from the korban. But the Chimizamnu Leochol, for if you invite him teed, from the Kachim, but he's allowed to. He goes to his friend the Kain, and he has a korban there. He's allowed to eat it. And a chanami at night time, he's allowed to eat it. So, Uriminu, I have a question. Ayin, it says, Loch, Ayinayin. Tzayvol, V'yoychel, as Pischel, Erev. The Kain was an Ayinayin, he's allowed to go to the mikvah, and eat from his korban pesach at night time. Avolay, the Kachim. But Masav, Ayyad, the Kachim, there's a chumma, still he's not allowed to eat it. Even if at the night of the Kfura, he's still called an Einin, he's still Nalarit, Kachim. And here it's Mashmah, just a can't take a chelik, but he could eat at night Kachim. And here it's Mashmah, there's only a special Kula, a Korban Pesach he could eat at night. But for Mother Kachim, he can't eat at night. So the Sira, so my answer is, Amar Rabbi Yom Yom Yedifti, Lekash is no Sira. Kan be Pesach, kan be Shai Yomai Sashana. And Echrami, one is dim by Pesach, and one is by Shai Yimei Sashana. In other words, the Pesach on the Yom Tov Pesach itself. I did the Yosef Pesach since this Einin. The Rabbanu will make of it. He's allowed to eat his Korban Pesach at night time since he's not Tami Medi Reis, it's only Medi Rabbanin. So Rabban will make the Rikri Kachim at night, is all Konami Kachim. He wasn't if not eat any Kachim. Lav Dafka, or Korban Pesach, any Kachim is not eat at night. But Bishai Yemay Sashon, the rest of the year, the Leichazi, that Leinen is not fit, he Kachim, Leichazi and Echonami is not fit to eat any Kachim. That it says a deer that he can't take a chilek, but Mashmi could eat Kachim at night, that's talking about on Pesach itself. When they have become Einim, Nerev Pesach, so at night he's not eat any Kachim. Now, Umay, Samor says, Umay Avoloi B'Kachim, what does it mean to say, he could eat the Pesach, but not Kachim? Avoloi B'Kachim, Shokol HaShana, means to say that he cannot eat the Kabonis the rest of the year. But in Echonami, on Pesach itself, the same way he could eat from the Korban Pesach, he could also eat from Kachim. Rav Asi, Rav Asi says, no, Rav Asi only answers like this, Lekash is no Thira. Okay, can shemes the mace ba'abosa. One we're talking about where his mace died on Erev Pesach. The cover of the abosa, and they buried him at Reyoso. So then, even at night, also he's also teat kachim, since it's the lila of the kfura. But can, where do we say at night time is lari kachim shemes the mace b'shloshosa, where the mace died on the 13th day. The cover of the abosa, they buried him the next day. Then we say yom kfura. Since they buried him today, even though he died yesterday, let's offer Leila Midra Bonin. Even Midra Bonin, the night time, does not have a din aninus. So there's no stira. That we say at night time, he cannot eat kachim. That's because the mace died that day, and they buried him that day. So then that Leila is toughest Einain. That night time is still called an Einain. He can eat kachim. But where the mace died on Yud Gimel, and they buried him the next day on Yud Dalid, then the night of Yud Dalid does not have din aninus. Someone says, Mantan Uzistano to the Aninus Lila Midrabonin, that on my name, by night time, he still has Dini Aninus Akoponim Midrabonin. Rabbi Shimon, he goes according to Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya went like this, Aninus Lila Midrabonin Torah, Divra Rabbi Yuda, Smidi Raisa, that on Oinen, even at night time, has a Dini Aninus on him. Rabbi Shimon, I'm no, Oinen, Ainen, Ella Midrabonin, Aina, Oinen, Ainen Midrabonin Torah, Ella Midrabonin Sacrum, that on Oinen, at night time, it's only Midrabonin, and not midi raisa. Say that, bring your proof. Shrei Omer was said, Oinen, Taibu v'yech le'piskel erev. Avolei b'kotchim. The Oinen is allowed to go to the mikvah and eat a korban pesach at night. So you see, it's only yasim at the Rabbanin, the din aninus. And therefore, since it's only yasim at the Rabbanin will make up for korban pesach to let him. But shad kotchim, they did not let him eat. In other words, that they were answering before, that at night time you're not let eat from a korban, that's the case where the mace died on Yud Dalid, and they buried him on Yud Dalid. And still it said that the Korban Pesach could eat at night. That's the right, we have told that at night on the Aninus, even though the Mitzvah and the Kfur were the same day, the Aninus at night was only Midrabanan. And therefore there's a chiluk that a Korban Pesach would let you eat, because that's a big purpose not to be Ovichi of Chorus. Mashenken Shad Kochim, they did not let you eat. That's the right, goes according to Rabbi Shimon. And then Echnami, the other price that's Mashma, you could eat at night, that's talking about where the mace died on Yud Gimel and you buried him on Yud Dalid. Everybody holds that even Yud Dalid is only Midrabonin. So the night time is Mutta. The Akoponim where the Mitzvah and the Kfur was the same day, the Aninus at night time is Machlekes, if it's Midiraisa Midrabonin. And here we're going according to Rabbi Shimon, there's only Yosem Midrabonin. Therefore the Rabbonin made a chiluk between the Korban Pesach and Shaar Kochim. Now the Gemara says, is this true? They saw the Rabbi Shimon, Aninus Lala Midrabonin, the true Rabbi Shimon holds, the Din Aninus of the first night is only Midrabonin, for a tiny word like this, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Oinen, a person that's an Oinen, Mace died, Aino Mishalar Kovanaisov, he cannot even have somebody else bring a korban for him. So my love doesn't mean to say that Fibula Pesach means even if the person died on Erev Pesach, he's Noinen today, still he cannot have somebody else bring his korban Pesach for him, and he can't eat it at night. Why not? The chur must be, because Aninus Lila is midi raisa. Tomorrow says loy, it means here Lavami Pesach, excluding Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach and Echnami. No, it's only midi rabbonin Aninus. And therefore the rabbonin would have been naked Lavada by Korban Pesach. So the more of a tiny would like this. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Shlomin. The Korban Shlomin, Kishu Sholem Navy. A person could only bring it when he's the Sholem, means when he's not an Einen, when he's the Simcha. But the Einan Navy Kishu Einan. He can't bring it when he's an Einan, he's considered like a broken person then. Minan, how do I know to say the rabbis of Achoid did the same thing?
said, Ma b'ni esatoy desikei, nechlas b'simcha kishonim. It has to be only eaten b'simcha akor mishlamim. And now in the rabbi says, Oilo, Ma b'ni esatoy lo, shekein bo b'ni adu nadova kishlamim, akor b'ni also comes to us in nadu nadova akor mishlamim. The third thing, you can only bring a korban oilo when you're a sholem and not an oinein. You can't have somebody else bring the korban for you. Minan how do we know the rabbi is b'chor ma'isa pesach, Ma b'ni b'chor ma'isa pesach, shekein einen boi malchet, it doesn't come malchet. So, you see clearly, even a Pesach cannot be brought when you're an Einein. And even though you first need it at night time, so it's a Kasha. Minayin, how do I know what's the Rabbi's Chattis V'yoshem? Then Einein cannot have it brought, needed at night. Tamalayim Zevach. Minayin, the Rabbi's Oifas V'yamanochis. V'yayayin Reitzon V'alvona. Tamalayim Shlomim Korbonoi. Means Kol Korbonis. Shu maybe any Korbonis you only have brought for you. Kishu Sholem. When a person is Sholem. So, Dik is maybe. That Bienin, maybe Kishuainin. So the Kashrus, Katanim, you learned over a Pesach. The Korban Pesach cannot be brought when you're an Einin. I, before Rav Shimon says, you can have it brought by daytime, and neither at nighttime. Om Rav Chizda, Pesach they not finach naim, take out the word Pesach. Pesach tak is different. Pesach he could bring when you're Einin, and neither at nighttime. Rav Shesha Sama, no, my Pesach, what does the Bais mean? Pesach, it means the Shalom Pesach. Not the Korban Pesach, but the Shlomim that comes with the Pesach. In order to first eat the shlomim, and then you'll be able to eat the Pesach on the seiva. For the Mor Yochi is so high in shlomim, it's everybody shlomim once. Mor says, Ton shlomim boyim achmas Pesach. But Ton shlomim boyim achmas atzma. Then it says two types of shlomim. The shlomim that comes by itself, and the shlomim achmas Pesach. Dilo, Ton shlomim, it says shlomim boyim achmas Pesach. Sakut, that we know what it's going to say. Hoylo machmas Pesach osi, since it comes because of the Pesach. Is to go for the Pesach Domi, I would have thought to say the Shlomim, since it comes with the Pesach, it's still like the Pesach itself, that you could bring it when you're Einin. And either at night time, Kamar Shalom, that's the Kiddush know, that Lamaisa, this Shalmei Pesach is not a Korban Pesach, it's only a Chagigas Yudalid that's brought when the Chabur is a lot, that you need a lot of meat to eat in order to eat the Pesach Al HaSoivam, but since it's only a Korban Shlomim, even though it's for the purpose of the Korban Pesach, you cannot bring it when you're Einin. That's the Pshat Nebraisa. Ben Echanani, a regular Korban Pesach Abadi could have brought for you, even though you're an Einein, since you first eat it at night time. Rav Mori Yama, Lekasha, Kansha, Meis, Lameis, Yudalid, Rav Yudalid. All right, we'll stop here.
Here we're holding Daf Kuf from an Aleph on top. Again, when the middle of the Shaila, the Chorit is steering Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon in one place said that even though you're an Einein, you could have a Korban Pesach brought for you, and you'll eat the meat at night. And another verse is Mashmanom, that even a Korban Pesach you can bring only the Mokim that you shalim, not the Mokim you're an Einein. So before we had one terrace that the Pesach there doesn't mean a Korban Pesach, it means a Shalmei Pesach. Now the Gemara says, last words and last summer was Rav Mori, Rav Mori says, on top of Kufam Aleph,